Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like it. I like
no, no, no. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm gonna give
you some dirty shit.
Dirty Water Podcast.
You hit the button, CJ? I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry. Look at this nigga, man. Jesus Christ. Let me get this shit going, because CJ trying to beat somebody up today. And I don't want no smoke. Oh, yeah.
I want you to feel this shit. It's me.
Shut up, Moses.
Fabi.
You had that look on your face.
Look, I stayed at home fighting my demons alone, but praying.
Watching how the gangsters do it.
I stood alone watching the walls of my zone, now I'm on.
That's just how the gangsters do it.
Arm running. The devil took everything he wanted. 10 toes down, I've been 100. And every bag I get, I'm going running. Look, cause I've been dripping, I'm balling. I can't give up. No, I ain't slipping or falling. That can't be us. I can't be us, man. I can't be us. God sends signs and I read them. Cause they can't do nothing to you unless you let them. I'm supposed to give them one chance and then dead them. Shit, I gave them like 7. Shit, I thought they were my brethren.
Not 7.
It was in my heart, but I cured that infection. I could've lost it all when a nigga got arrested. That's why I thank God for these awards and these blessings. They wanna rap too, cause they see how rap changed my life. But lightning never strike in the same spot twice. Can I live? They said I couldn't do it, and I did. Bitch, I'm the same fire foreign since a kid. Bitch, I'm the same fire foreign since the crib. Started shining and them niggas stopped coming to my vids. I remember, nigga. Them niggas know what it is. I stayed at home fighting my demons alone, but praying.
Watching how the gangsters do it.
I stood alone watching the walls of my zone, now I'm on.
That's just how the gangsters do it.
Arm running. The devil took everything he wanted. 10 toes down, I've been 100. And every bag I get, I'm going running. Look, cause I've been dripping, I'm balling. Can't give up. No, I ain't slipping or falling.
Shut
can't
the fuck
be
up. Stop I interrupting Fabio.
Man, I can't be us.
Shut up.
Let me tell you what's emotional.
Excuse me?
Viral.
Are you ready to go viral?
Lit.
We could go.
You ready to go fucking viral, ain't you?
Ain't got the audio to go viral.
You ready to fucking go viral, nigga? I already know how you give it up.
Movie.
Cause you different, man. This is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lexington.
Moses.
Yep. Episode 131 out this bitch. 131. What you gotta say about that, Moses? You all right?
Nah, we lit. Shut up.
Here he go with it. I already see what kind of episode this is going to be. 131. Fuck cancer.
I see what kind of episode.
I already see what's going on, bro.
You said it every episode.
Because you be on some bullshit every fucking episode. You always coming for me, and I'm sick of it. I'm not taking the bullying no more. You bully me on the podcast.
You got your sweater game up, bro.
What the fuck does that have to do with it?
Sweater's looking more coordinate, like you know how to match yourself lately.
You done, bro?
Yeah, I think you get your shit right off the mannequins. Yo, let me get that. That goes good. Sir, these pants, I don't give a fuck. Just let me get that.
Just right off the mannequin, yeah. I want that shit.
And the socks. Is these Tom Ford? Sir.
Yo, shout out to everybody that fuck with us.
You can't be lying in the style.
That fuck with us, listen to us, watch us on YouTube, all that good shit. I wanted to ask y'all, do y'all be bumping into people like that watch or listen to podcasts?
Sometimes.
I bumped into somebody, Moses, and they said, yo, that dude Moses, he's the funniest guy in the world, man. That dude is crazy, man.
I appreciate that.
I said, yo, stop giving that nigga that too much love, man. Like, yo, don't get that nigga too much. I'm gonna tell him what you said, bro, but like, relax on it. Like, cause I know how you get big headed and shit, you know what I mean, with your hat and all that. So I'd be like, yo, don't. But I told you exactly how he said it. Like, he was excited about you. So I'm like, no, my nigga Moses got fans, man. That nigga really got fans, yo.
I get them excited for the day. They're ready to do whatever they do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You sell dope, you ready to sell dope.
Don't sell dope.
You know what I'm saying? You, pimp, you ready to go pimp. You working, you ready to go work. Let's go to work. What so are you talking about?
I wanted to throw that out there, man. I bump into a couple people. You know what I mean? Somebody else told me, yo, they love the content. They said the content has been fire. They've been laughing and shit. So I was like, damn, let me ask these niggas. Do they be bumping? Y'all don't fuck with nobody.
Yeah, I seen homeboy I fuck with school with. He was like, the shit is lit. He was like, he can't stop laughing. I was like, that's what I like. You know what I'm saying? That's what we trying to do.
Yeah, brighten up niggas' days, man.
Brighten up your day. Talk a little shit. Let's see what's going on. Sorry, Corey, you didn't got it. Smell like beef and fucking broccoli.
What?
Raggedy ass, goddamn.
What's wrong with beef and broccoli from the Chinese store, bro? What's wrong with beef and broccoli from the Chinese store?
Like, shit smell like dog food over there. With gravy and shit, water. You know, you get your dog and you put the water in there, talking about the gravy and shit, and the dog look at you like, what the fuck is this?
Gravy train.
Yeah. Eating gravy train over there with fucking rice. It's delicious. It ain't shit.
Moses, are you all right, bro? What's going on with you, my brother?
I'm hype, man.
What's going on, my brother?
What's going on with you? You disrespectful.
The Chinese been feeding the hood for a long time, man.
And we've been eating it.
Yeah, shout out to them, but they got to stop that.
What's wrong with the beef and broccoli?
So I stopped seeing where the cats and dogs
go. I don't eat this shit no more, but I'm just like.
Where the cats and dogs at?
Right.
Well, you know, I don't fuck with cats, so.
Meow, my life.
Right. It's fucked up. We laugh.
Nigga ain't seen Garfield in years. You know what I'm
saying? They don't even show what they cooking back then. Don't look. What?
Yo, so I was seeing something on the internet a little bit. Like, shout out to Fayetteville, Eastside.
I was seeing something on Fayetteville.
They were talking shit about Cole and why Cole is not having the festival in Fayetteville. Like, giving him backlash about why he don't have the Dreamville Festival in Fayetteville. I'm looking at the shit like, where the fuck you gonna put the shit out here? You're like, where? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, nah, you could, but you fuck could the do- Dogwood Festival. But it's well, like, it's not, it's not big it's, enough,
yeah, I don't
bro.
Think it's big enough.
The you're Dogwood like, this Festival is not gonna be big enough. Second of all, it's like, I ain't trying to be funny. I just feel like, where you had it at, where the money was at. If you really wanted to go see him, you could have went there.
Because, I mean, Raleigh
like,
is...
Saying, he came here plenty of times, did videos, like, bro, he just... Come on. If we show love and say where we from, man, he'll come down here. But at the same time, where you going to have it at?
And that's
going to have to be
that Coliseum. Was my question. Where is he going to host a Dreamville Festival in Fayetteville, North Carolina? Like, honestly. Where he can have at least 50,000 people. Or 70,000 people, whatever he's trying to actually do. Like, you know what I mean?
It would have been nice if he did it here.
Or should it be a smaller festival in the city to bring money to the city? You know what I mean?
Nah, you can't make it a smaller festival. You gotta make it.
And that's where I'm at with it, Dave. Like, I'm with you on that, Dave.
I get that.
Did you see the streams of it? Like, it went good. Like,
I mean, everything was great,
everything
but I'm just talking
was good.
About...
They made a lot of money there, like, you're going to come back, like...
Yeah, but I'm talking about here...
That's what I like to see. That's what I'm focused on.
I'm talking about here where we at, here in Fayetteville. They was like, why is he continuing to have the festival in Raleigh And I'm like, it's a bigger event in Raleigh. It's a bigger city. Like,
And that's what you got to explain to them, because where they going to have it here?
Where are they going to sleep at here?
Yeah, that's
true. Like, you got to think about the hotels and shit that's around Fayetteville. Let's just be real. What is, like, you got people coming from all across the country. You know what I mean? People from Cali, people from New York, whatever. Yo, everybody not trying to sleep at Super 8. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everybody don't want to sleep at Nights Inn. Like, that's all I'm saying. Yeah. Like, everybody not doing, especially if you spending your money to go to Dreamville Festival.
When it's sweet.
And I'm not shitting on those spots. I'm just saying, like, yo. You got people spending their money and they want to sleep comfortably. It's a 2-day thing for the weekend.
You're shitting on them.
Where are they going to stay at, man?
Pissy bed mattress.
They bringing their kids and shit.
They got a lot of different hotels right
here. I'm not saying that, but you know where we at, bro.
There's hotels all around the city, though. You know that.
It's mad hotels. I know that, bro. But think about the hotels that are here.
They got a few Marriotts.
How many 5 stars we got? How many 4 stars we got?
My nigga, a lot of people ain't... They spend the money on them tickets. They traveling. Not worried about no 5-star, nigga. A lot of them young people, Dave. They not worried. And check this
These
out.
These cold fans we're talking care. About, bro.
I don't give a fuck. They young fucking students, nigga. I mean, they young kids.
Nah,
fuck. They don't give a fuck.
I ain't saying
that. And
then
on top of that, they don't have them. How many fucking 5-star hotels you think they got in Raleigh? That's going to hold that many people.
But the city is more appealing.
Yeah, you ain't say that. We were talking about hotels. Now you talking about appealing.
I'm saying the city is more appealing with the hotels they have there in Raleigh. Nigga, you know that, bro.
Hotels is fine down here. You know what I mean? It's gonna be it'll bring a lot of city down, a lot of money to the city, but I don't think there's a big enough venue for it. That's just
And that's why I mean, all of that.
Unless they go on Bragg or something, man. I don't think they wanna flood Bragg with a whole bunch of
Do you think Fort Bragg will even host that though? Like, allow that? Like,
that's what I'm saying. I don't think they wanna have that many civilians and visitors on Bragg.
It can work out. But at the same time, like Dave was saying, Raleigh's just more appealing. It don't matter about the hotels. Niggas don't give a fuck. Right. Niggas got people here too, so you ain't gotta always get a hotel. You know what I mean? So what do Fayetteville got? That's what the point. You know what I'm saying? What do we have here?
Yeah, stop complaining. Y'all got Ville in the fucking name of the festival. You know what I mean? Just take that and shut the fuck up and drive an hour to the show, man. Nobody want to hear that.
Drive an hour to the show.
Be grateful, my nigga. Ain't nobody else coming through here repping y'all niggas. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, why you, yo, Dave? What's up with you, bro?
Nah, that's real shit. Like, cut
what
it
you
out.
Mean?
Call your man a hater.
Nobody cares
yo,
about
why
Fayetteville.
He ain't come here?
Nobody cares about Fayetteville. You know what I mean? So
nah, dude.
Nobody can't say that, dude. Fayetteville except that nigga. So you know what I mean? Whatever acknowledgement
I care
you give y'all niggas.
Fuck what Dave talking
take
about.
Take it.
East side.
With stride, you know what I mean? Keep it moving.
This nigga Dave, you bring that New York attitude. Shout out to New York, man. I see y'all keep listening.
Niggas fuck with Fayetteville. What he's saying is like big corporations don't fuck with us, I feel like.
Nigga, ain't nobody fucking with Fayetteville. Nigga.
You trying to co-sign this nigga, and I'm telling this nigga he need to shut the fuck up. Nah. But it's fine. Whatever.
Ain't nobody fucking with Fayetteville except him.
And me. And
you. That's what I'm saying. Ain't nobody really fucking with y'all.
Nah, fuck that, man. Shout out to the Ville East Side. Fuck what Dave talking about.
Take what y'all can get.
Go back to New York, nigga. Fuck out of here.
Why you gotta go back? You love Fayetteville. It's comfortable here.
It's good.
You comfortable.
This nigga ain't even leave Fayetteville. He talking shit. Like, what the fuck is wrong with this nigga?
Y'all just don't got a festival, which is what they was. Exactly. This is the whole thing we was arguing about. So go ahead, keep it moving.
You can.
I hate this nigga.
Come in.
That nigga's not good enough.
Bro, he go right back to the root.
Not good enough for a festival.
Motherfucker, yo. Yeah. Shout out to Eastside, man. Fuck we talking about. Yo, I seen some shit where August Alsina was talking about doing a tell-all book on him and Jada Pinkett.
I seen that shit was fake, though.
It was fake?
Yeah, he came out and said he ain't doing that shit.
Okay.
But that's
okay.
Crazy, though. I don't think he's done enough. First I'm lying. Of all, nobody want to hear from him ever again.
Well, let's just say fucking hypothetically, if he want to do that,
Let's sit your bitch ass down, nigga. Let's like, say, what the fuck we talking about?
Let's
man?
Say hypothetically, he did do it. I don't give a fuck about him or what the fuck he fucked.
But people do that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You
like,
pussy.
Nah, men don't do that.
He pussy. He keep whining men about the goddamn what he got. You high school shit, nigga.
He's done enough.
Yo, you remember when I hit old shorty? He's I don't give enough. A fuck. Mm. Tupac hit
that's
it too.
It's so going to be hard for anybody to take
Pac
his
Pac hit it too, so what?
Right.
What the fuck is you talking about here, pussy?
It's kind of fucked up. It looked like a Pac hit it in his death too. Like on the look.
Come with some music. Yeah, you come with the same like, shit. I'm singing about it. What the fuck?
Shut up, Dave.
This nigga whip a pill. This whip a pill ass nigga keep coming up. Stop talking about this bitch ass nigga. Right. Second time this nigga keep talking about Jay.
Well, August Alsina, I'm glad
I'm coming
you
out
said,
with a book.
Yeah, I'm glad you said
I'm
going to
sing a song about her.
I would have had no respect for that nigga if he was really coming out with a tell-all. But if he came out with a tell-all, my nigga, sit your bitch ass down. You got to relax, man. Shut up. So what? You fucking with a married woman. That shit trash.
Yo, put your skirt down, B.
That shit trash, man. That shit is trash, man.
I'm not going to read it.
And Courtney's right. People it? Will read it. Like, people yeah. going to read that bullshit.
And them beat
I want details. Like, yeah. yo, come on.
I don't man. Give a fuck about how you. I don't care. Where right. the video at?
Oh, you want to see the tape?
Yeah. Show the video, nigga. You got video? I don't want to read about it. Right, let
right.
me see.
That's how
see.
You turn it up. Right?
Yeah. You ain't doing R. Kelly anybody or Kim
put
Kardashian style. Shut the fuck up.
Mm.
Pussy.
Damn, Moses.
This nigga keep whining, man. He love that pussy so much, you mad. You went back with Will? I ate your pussy.
So I was talking to one of my homies. You know, he be pushing P. But that's he got a main now. You know what I'm saying?
That's
he got
he
a
main.
Huh?
He ate Jay Dow. That's what he meant. I was down there for hours sweating for you. You go back with him.
That's her husband. You gotta know she going back to him. Like
side nigga. You.
And as a side nigga, you gotta know she going back to him.
Read your application. You fucking moron.
Hey, right.
Read your contract, you fucking moron. All right, go ahead.
So,
pussy.
Shout out to the homie. He be pushing P or whatever, but he got a main, right?
Pushing B.
So he was recently hit with, like, the girl's ex that they haven't been together within, like, 2 years. Like, you know what I mean? He hits him up, leaves a message on his phone saying how congratulations on how you thought it up, my ex. She sucks great dick. Enjoy, big bro. Have fun. You gonna look real stupid in the long run, but have a good time. What the fuck is that?
That means,
are you all right, my nigga? Like, what are you...
I appreciate it. I'm gonna do what I want.
I told bro, I'm like, yo, don't you like yo respond and tell that nigga you know. I know what she doing now. I enjoy exactly what the fuck you just said to me, my nigga.
You taught her well.
Thank you, motherfucker. Like,
this,
like what
this
are you talking
all it
about?
Comes down to is a Drake song. Practice. But you was practice for me, you know what I'm saying? All them other niggas.
But I'm saying, like, who takes the time to reach out to somebody that I'm
people,
not.
People do strange things when they hurt, man. You know how that shit go, man. I don't give a fuck about 2 years. They got kids together, yes or no?
No.
Yeah. No. I think 2 years is a long time. But you don't know what they was doing behind closed doors. Shorty might say, oh, I wasn't really talking to the
niggas. Oh, I left a part out in the message. Said that,
have take care of the daughter too, because she's a little bitch and all this other stuff.
Oh, he talking crazy.
He
about
talking
his daughter?
Crazy.
Oh, he hurt.
Oh, he hurt.
You're like, how do you say some shit like that, bro? Oh, like, man. They lead. What the child got to do with this?
Yeah, lead the babies.
And man. It's not even your child. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you talking about?
You trying to break up the relationship because you're mad.
But this is, y'all ain't been together in 2 years.
Right, that's the whole point.
You found out that she's dealing with somebody now.
But how you know they ain't been together in 2 years?
I mean, that's what, from what bro told me.
That's what Shorty said. Sound like they might have been like last month or something.
It was a situation where sometimes he'll come around because he was a father figure to the child. Okay. But it's not his child. So she would still let him come around to be around a child every now and then. But I guess he found out that now she's dealing with bro.
Yeah, he turned up. He's,
and he don't like that.
She might have been
like
fucking,
you said, Davey hurt.
She might have been fucking with him and stopped. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Now he mad because he can't get it no more. He
but bro trusts everything she's saying because they communication as well. So he's like, he ain't even understanding why the fuck he even acting like this.
Listen what I'm saying. He mad he can't get it. It's a rap for him.
Talk your shit, no Moses. Talk the shit, Moses.
I'm with pee, you. Smelling pee. The fuck you talking about? Are you pee? Push your pee. No, the fuck he ain't. You be whining about it. Pee. You sitting there whining about some pussy.
Yeah.
He whining about the cat.
He might have just been sticking around to save faith. You know what I mean?
Nah, fuck that.
And then now that she got somebody else in her life, he like, ah, oh, fuck. I'm out of here.
You get mad and then turning
up. And it sounded like it's a level up, like, because, you know, bro get bread. Like, he get money. So, you know what I mean? He works a great job. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So, he gives her nice gifts, all that type of shit. Like, I guess shit she might not have was really experiencing prior. Like, you know what I mean? So, she likes him. You're like, so, homie, fall back.
Sound like she used to Red Lobster and shit.
Oh, so was she a roof Chris now?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where you how good your homie money is.
Nah, he up. He
there
up.
There we
up.
Go. He might be he taking up, in the roof.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Up, up. Shout out to bro.
Yo, I don't care.
Yeah, it's like tough. I said, it's tough to see your ex move on to a nigga that's a little bit better. Right? I can see how that'd bro, be a little upsetting.
You gotta understand. This
gotta get your money up though.
Nah, it's not about that. If the relationship don't work out, it don't work out.
And that too.
It don't matter about, you know what I'm saying, money, because she's gonna hold you down, she's gonna hold you down.
I'm saying the optics though. When you on that side looking in and you see a nigga picking your shorty up in a nicer car, you gonna feel that, dog.
Niggas
feel that. That's what I'm saying. I can understand.
Nigga fucked her world up. She was like, fuck
that. That happened to you, Dave? Somebody, your ex just pulled up and you seen him in another bigger, in a Beamer or something?
Nah, hell no. Cause if I could pull her in the 2001 Honda that I'm driving, you know what I mean? I pulled her in that. What you worry about? You know what I mean? Congratulations.
Yo, and then, you know what I'm saying, Moses. And they come here and say, I come on the pod and lie. My nigga said a 2001 Honda, bro.
You lying?
Where you get them, where you get them.
Dave is rich.
But how about that, Dave? But you can't sweat after what your ex do. Right. You got to keep going on.
I'm with you on that.
You don't sweat that shit, bro. It's,
but why are you even hitting the dude up on top of that? Like, why are you?
But that's the whole thing. You mad. I'm not going to tell you about a
I
fucking thing.
I be feeling
thing.
Like address her that? If you feel away.
But I'm just saying, you know how I mean? Is that why looking?
You
how
coming
is
at
that?
Him? Like,
yeah, do we know
weird.
Oprah?
Weird moves. Weird
you know
moves.
Oprah?
Say it again, Moses.
Do he know Oprah?
No.
Right. Thank you. You don't have nothing to explain to me because we not bros.
Right.
Why the fuck I'm listening to you?
We ain't got no relationship.
I don't fucking know
y'all
you.
Two got a relationship. You talked to her about that.
I don't fucking know
and
you.
And that's what I'm saying. Address her with this shit, my nigga. Right, like, right, I ain't.
Right. Yeah, sucker moves, man.
And CJ was like, bitch, stop calling me.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Right. Fuck your whole family. Get out of here.
What?
What is sex with my mama?
Whatever, man. Oh, man. Five-year album. New York. Brooklyn.
It's hard. I like some tracks on it.
It's okay to me. I think my expectations were too high.
What you mean?
I mean, he got joints. I didn't think it was going to be. It had a lot of lovey dovey on there, you know.
A lot of lovey dovey.
It's funny shit. Why? Why do you care?
Because I'm used to him being.
Dirk does that too, and you don't say nothing.
Yeah, but I'm used to
him. You be hopping and skipping and shit and doing flips.
No, but.
Mm-hmm. As soon as somebody else do it, shut up. You like it.
But I fuck with Favio. I'm still spinning the album, but I'm used to him on some turning up drill. You know what I mean?
He got some drill songs on there.
He do.
He got a lot of tracks on there.
And that's another thing.
For the amount of tracks on there, you can't have all that shit full of drill. You got to be diverse. I mean, you got a lot of features. You got to show different sides.
Dave, you're not seeing the point.
If he can, you know what I mean?
You're not seeing the point, Dave. He just wanted top notch on there.
That was top notch.
With the city chicks.
That was on there.
That was you call them the city chicks?
The city chicks. City what they call city girls?
Yes, man. Okay. I don't understand why you don't fuck with city girls.
Nah, you gotta pay for this. That's what she said.
But you do.
You gotta pay for
you
this.
Do, nigga. What you mean?
I mean, she's telling the
you
truth.
You gotta pay regardless.
So.
Yeah, so. Back to Favio album. I like it. It's just my expectations were too high. That's what I'm saying about Favio's, but I still like it. He got joints in there. I think it could have been less songs, like more concise.
I think it was the right amount of songs. I think it was a nice little album.
I'm not saying it's trash, bro.
All I'm saying
is
just wait. I'm just waiting for more.
How you
just waiting for more than nigga just dropped? And calm the fuck
what
down.
What I'm saying is I'm waiting for...
Digest, nigga. You ain't even digest.
Listen, what I'm saying.
Out.
I'm waiting
man,
to see what
man.
Else he do. You know what I'm saying?
That's your man, Dave.
I'm waiting what else to see what he do. He do a lot of features, so...
And the features
for for his debut album is good. It's definitely good.
And straight to me. I don't have no problem with it.
Shout out to Father.
Yeah. Brooklyn.
How many niggas got a... Got their first album executive produced by Ye that's not signed to Ye. Come on.
They got some good names on there.
That's big right there.
Ye, Alicia Keys, Quavo. He got some good features on there, man. So it's a good album.
He got a couple of people on there. I'm telling you, it's straight.
Moses, we were just in here listening to ESTG and 4-2 Doug's joint. This is not Dave's lane, so I'm gonna leave him out of here. What's up?
Some joints.
Because I was bouncing around, bro. I was bouncing around.
Some joints are like, yeah, because you like, I don't know, you weird.
Why am I always weird? Because I'm bouncing around, loving the music, bro. Why am I weird?
You like to spread,
it get me going.
Man, you like to spread credit cards and money on yourself when you get too high. I don't like it.
What?
I got money. I'm like, stop.
I don't have money. You and Dave the rich ones.
I'm going to get a gold chain one day.
Oh, is he going to get rid of the platinum?
Yeah, I'm going to get rid of the quarter chains.
I like the joint, man. I like the combination of them, too. Some of the joints I didn't really like. It's a lot of joints on there. That could have been more concise to me, too. Ain't going to lie. Could have been a little bit more concise too.
They don't like shit.
That's why he's funny.
What, man?
I liked it, but I didn't like it.
Gotta give my honest opinion.
Everything can't be shoot 'em up, bang bang.
But that's everything on that shit.
It's gotta be
like that's. I think that's my problem with it. Like the whole entire shit is shoot 'em up, bang bang.
But what
do
you
expect
from them two
niggas? Because you complain about Favio not having shoot 'em up, bang bang. Now they got so much bang bang, you don't want it.
So much bang bang.
Right, yeah.
What are you talking about here?
Sound a little crazy.
You just confused.
Yeah.
As a light skinned person. That's what you do.
What the fuck does that have
Your
to do?
Your attitude sucks.
What does my skin tone have to do with anything, bro? And I still feel like I'm not light skinned, but whatever. Exactly. Shut your ass up.
You like Chris Brown.
Sick of your bullshit. Yeah, fuck with Chris Brown. You don't fuck with Chris Brown?
Thank you.
That's because you don't try to dance.
No, but
you don't try to dance. I be chilling, minding my business.
Thank you for admitting that. You go in the mirror and you try to do Chris Brown moves.
I try to do Michael Jackson moves.
Please don't judge me.
I try to do Michael Jackson moves.
Because I want her. Rubby nipples looking stupid and
that's
shit.
That's funny.
Yeah. I know Courtney Baby Oil. What are you doing? I'm having a moment.
Sick of you, man. Hey, yo, Texas Roadhouse, you're trash. I had to get that shit by accident. Somebody gave me a $50 gift card. I should have sold the gift card.
What was wrong with it?
Trash.
What you went there to go eat?
I got some shit to go. Okay. Steak, trash. Chicken.
What does steak taste like?
Rubber, trash. Rubber.
Just greasy.
How'd you get it made?
It was real greasy.
Medium well.
Was it real greasy?
Why you looking at me like that, nigga? Why are you looking at me?
Yeah. You bit into it. It was too wet around the mouth.
Wait, what?
Wet.
You don't want to say pause with that?
No.
Yo, you different, bro. You different. The shit's trash. Don't go to Texas Roadhouse. I do not support them.
What size
I don't want
did
nothing
you have?
To do, huh?
What size did you have? You just saying trash.
I got mashed potatoes with some gravy on it. That shit was terrible.
Okay, and then what? You just had a steak and mashed potatoes
and
gravy?
I know this. It was a steak. And it was chicken, a chicken breast.
You're so stupid.
It's a chicken breast. It was a barbecue.
You're so
I said, yo, give me barbecue. What? I'm being honest, bro.
What you want? Chicken breast. You ain't stinking chicken. I said, what size? Fuck the breast. What size?
I was telling you the whole entire meal.
I was telling you
the steak, the chicken.
Did you have a salad?
I had broccoli. Okay. And the mashed potatoes with the chicken and the steak. I had a $50 gift card. Let me feed the kids. This whole entire meal is trash.
What did the kids get?
Some kid shit, nigga. Okay. My daughter love mac and cheese and fries together.
They love their food?
No. And my son always gets a burger, so.
They was like, this shit
sucks. He was like, he said, you should have got Five Guys. I said, damn, like. So I'm just letting you know, man, stay the fuck away from Texas.
Y'all live a rich life, man.
Thank God it was just a fucking gift card because I would never.
Just get you a personal chef.
I can't afford that, Moses. Like, I'm not rich like you and Dave. Like, y'all have money. Like, just money. I don't have money. Like, I have kids. I have problems.
You going out to Texas Roadhouse.
I just said it was a $50 gift card.
Yeah, the gift cards I get is from McDonald's or Hardee's.
Hey, yo, I seen a nigga T.I. was at a comedy show in Brooklyn.
Got booed?
And they booed the shit out that nigga.
Oh, why they do that to T.I.? Why they do
shout
that to Tip?
Shout out to Brooklyn for keeping it real.
Bankhead. Like, why they do that to Tip, man?
Shout it's out to Brooklyn that. For keeping it real. Because the nigga wasn't funny, nigga. If you that's the only reason why you get booed at a comedy show.
I mean, New York
funny.
Is rough, though.
No, exactly. Like,
is rough, man.
That nigga been doing shows all around Atlanta, and them niggas been loving that shit. He stepped out of state, and they booed that nigga. They got to show that nigga. They got to show the nigga he not funny. That's all. You know what I mean? Your city going to love you. Your city ain't going to show you. So, you know what I mean? He got so much love in Atlanta.
I get what you're saying with that, Dave, but I don't even agree with that as far as your city gonna love you. Them niggas don't love you
I'm
until
saying
you're on
they
top.
They love him, nigga. They support him doing whatever the fuck they want to do. He stepped out of Atlanta and they booed that nigga, humbled the nigga real quick. Like, cut that shit out. That shit is trash.
And you like that shit, huh?
I just like seeing niggas get humbled.
Oh, okay.
That's all.
Okay.
Because I think it been in the comedy shows and shit.
Yeah,
doing this thing.
Yeah.
It's fun to see niggas fucking bomb on stage.
But I good agree time. With
it's like watching a car crash. You know what I mean?
I agree with Dave on this.
That's fucked up, Dave.
Good times, man.
Well, it's like watching a car crash.
It's
like,
good
God
time.
Damn.
You can't turn away from it. It's good. It's good entertainment. It's good for your soul. You know what I mean? I'm sure it's good for his soul too. And nigga try to get on stage like, yeah, I appreciate y'all booing. Yeah, nigga, get the fuck off stage. Get the fuck out of here. Nobody want to hear that dumb shit. That shit off stage, nigga. You sound stupid up there.
But see, Dave, he need it because,
everybody
I said,
bomb.
He needs to understand, like, okay, what can I do more? Like, you got a bomb so you know what to work on.
Right.
It can't be smooth all the time. If it's too easy, it's not real. So he did the right thing. He was humble with it, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, just go and work on your shit.
That's right. Why I'd be
this
ready.
If this is what you really want to do, you got to work on your shit.
That's why I love when if somebody says, as Dirty Water Podcast, if we trash, yeah, I take that constructive criticism. Say that, so let me know what I need to work on. Let me know what my niggas need to work on.
Nah, me did work on it. You cry.
What the fuck are you talking about, nigga?
Somebody tell you something. You're like, okay. And
that's not how I move. Now, see, that's what I'm talking about. You just come to the pod and lie. Hey, yo, shout out to Gilly the Kid, man.
You still listen to Kashi 6ix9ine.
Gilly the Kid had to get a new IG page because...
what?
Yeah, he had to get a new IG page.
For what?
Because he was telling Wiz Khalifa to put some pants on while he was working out. He was working out in his drawers. He felt like his drawers was a little too tight.
I thought
he did not appreciate it. He said, yo, I had to unfollow you because every time I get on IG, you like the first thing I see in your drawers working out. That's what he said. I'm not making this up. So I'm like, damn, bro. I understand that. I will unfollow bro too. like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I mean? So then now he said that he's
comfortable wearing it.
Yeah, but he said
that's his workout
gear. He said Wiz Khalifa had his page taken down from IG. Oh, so man. You know what I mean? So he's like, so he had to make a whole new page. So man, you know, $1 million worth of game. You know what I mean? I fuck with them niggas wallowing them. You know.
I hope that's not true, man.
I'm telling you, I watched the whole thing unfold, but bro. Telling you what's going on
the thing
right
is
now.
Fucked up. He just he be joking. Like I don't think he wanted to get the nigga.
No,
shit
nigga.
Up.
I wasn't.
Nah,
even,
he just be joking, bro.
What like, I'm saying to you is, I wasn't even following Gilly the Kid. But after this incident, I'm following Gilly the Kid. Like you can't do shit like that.
Gilly, I fuck with Gilly.
So what, he unfollowed you working on your draws, bro?
Him and his
so what?
You niggas is funny. I fuck with them.
Yeah, that ain't right, Wiz. If you did that, that ain't right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know like, man? Come on.
You know that nigga be joking.
He
ain't nothing. And so what if he, you know what I mean, if he unfollowed you, let him unfollow you. You know what I mean?
I get unfollowed all the time.
Talk shit back to him. A good engagement is cool. You know?
Both of y'all getting money, you know. Just sort it out, man.
Look back and
two
forth.
Two black men, you know what I'm saying, making money. Let's sort it out, man. It's stupid. That's stupid right now. I mean, it's just a joke.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it was a joke and
it's
funny.
A joke.
That's crazy.
I'm not trying to be funny. I say the same shit. I do not want to see none of you niggas in some fucking shorts working out.
Working out.
Daisy Duke. Like.
Yo, if I go work out with CJ like I'm about to do tomorrow and this nigga out here in his underwear?
First of all, see, you go in the CJ house, he can wear whatever the fuck he want to wear.
I don't want to see CJ in no underwear working
out. I'm
sure
you
though.
Don't, but that's up to you to leave.
You
don't
want
to go it's a difference.
All
right. You know I mean? But if you come to CJ crib like that.
With Daisy Duke.
Okay.
With the tank top.
I see what you're saying.
You know, he with the workout tank top with his cup right here with the sweater.
Oh, yeah, the crop top. Flash dance style.
Yeah, and the weight belt.
And then the thing
with
about
the weight belt.
Yeah, I'm saying with the boots.
And the thing about what Wiz is like he posted it on Instagram. Like, yo, I'm working now. And I just got my drawers on. Like, yo.
I haven't seen his Instagram.
Oh, I saw it. I said, wow.
I mean, if that's what they wear, that's what they wear.
It made me feel good. I don't follow him. So
cool. Okay.
You know what I mean?
I didn't see it.
Well, I'm about to get the fuck out of here. I ain't gonna lie.
Yo, no. How do you deal with the
Oh shit, my nigga Moses.
How do you deal with a chick with an attitude? If y'all cool. How do you deal with that shit?
How do you deal with it? Give me an example.
Like me, I go head on, what's the problem? Why you got an attitude? Let's see what the situation. Cause if you ignore it, it's just gonna make it worse, right? So you gotta go head on with it. What's the problem? Talk
it
to
depends
them all
on
you can't be all loud with it.
What y'all?
What's the relationship with the young lady?
And what are y'all arguing about?
It's just
like, are y'all together? Y'all friends? Like what is?
Let's say we friends, but could be more than friends.
Nigga, could be is you fucking or not?
Nah, because some people you just be friends with, and there's some people you could be friends, and it could be more than something.
Did you fuck yet?
I'm not saying that. No.
It makes a difference.
What you got going on in your life, Moses? Talk to us. How about that?
No,
what's going on?
I'm asking a question. I'm just asking a question. That's my question. Like, it could be more than that. And attitude might be towards like something else. You might not know. Okay, say this right here.
It gotta be gigs.
You might not know this person had feelings for you, and you end up in a situation where something might come up, or you have a friend come over and you'll be like, "What the fuck? I was over here. Why didn't you tell me about somebody coming over here?" You know what I'm saying? You be like, "What the fuck? We friends."
So what's the problem though? Like,
they might want more than friendship.
Okay, like,
and you might not know it. So how do you deal with that?
It depends on how
you just
feel.
Said you don't know it. So how you supposed to deal with
that? You talking about like in that situation? If you
in
had,
a situation, if you idiot, had two, like, if, God if damn, you, had two, you could put two and two together. I don't know how to handle. Yeah, damn, you know how to order a burger. Fuck is wrong.
If you had two females in a situation and one is a friend and she's feeling a certain type of way because you brought another female that's you are potentially want to date around or some shit, she get upset about it.
Thank you, Dave. God damn.
There you go.
I feel like you just gotta be honest, man. Just,
yeah, there you go.
Be honest. Just let her know what it is.
How is your honesty though?
Let her know what it is.
When she got an attitude, you're not explaining. It's different when you just talking when she got an attitude.
Yeah, but you know how to be honest, right?
Do you know
say
how
what you gotta say, and then she gotta take that. She gotta take that shit for what it is.
She's still not understanding that you're being honest, caring about her feelings, but she might not feel like you care about her feelings the way you're talking. Are you a good talker?
I mean, at the end of the day, she gonna feel how she gonna feel. You just gotta be honest with her.
You gotta know how to communicate it.
She gonna be upset. Maybe she'll, in the moment, she ain't gonna accept whatever the fuck you try and tell her. But hopefully, and probably not, but maybe the next day or a couple hours later, she'll
have
time to sit with whatever the fuck you try to tell her.
Give me
I want you to give us an example so we can respond to the example.
Shut up.
What I'm saying.
Asking a stupid question. Tell me, how would you deal with if you did want to holler at her and you didn't know?
I did want to holler at
her? Yeah.
Want to holler at both of them? I'm trying to juggle my way.
You might leave the other one or you might just try to juggle. You might tell the real, like, look, I ain't really trying to be in no serious shit. You know,
this is crazy.
Trying to be a cutty buddy. Cutty buddy. God damn.
Turn I don't know, man. I don't know.
Most, how would you handle it, bro? How would you handle it?
Straightforward with the situation. Like I said, if I was...
Just tell her what it is.
If I was dealing with one to holler at her, I would switch up the situation because I like dealing with one person. I'm not no player nigga, so fuck all that.
That's what you giving out to the world. Moses is not no player nigga. Moses is not no player nigga. You know what I mean? You get with him, it's only about you.
It's only about
like, you know what I'm saying?
Dang, I don't have time. This nigga is stupid. You did good. I'm proud of you.
I hate you, nigga.
You did good.
I hate you, bro.
This nigga shit, it's all about you. I love it. I'm not with the player shit. You end up fucking up.
Nah, I feel you, bro. I feel you. Like,
so many times on the call, the chick the wrong name.
Oh, that's how you was moving out here playing.
Been fucked up, though.
You was pushing P like that.
Oh, you was fucked up.
Fucked up. Yeah. I mean, still get it. Who cares?
But, it's been like that. How'd you spin that, though? You gotta tell me.
Sticking Moses.
I'm not talking to you.
You're talking to us.
I'm not talking to you.
Don't make me spill my drink. Don't make me spill my drink.
I'm not talking to you. Calm down, sweetheart. Somebody in the background. I'm out here.
Oh, it's like it was on the phone type shit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It wasn't like face to face.
Nah, face.
It's hard to spin when you face to face.
You face to face, you can. I remember your name.
Right.
But on the phone fucked up.
Right, okay, okay.
I done did that face-to-face, dude.
That's funny.
I love how Moses tells about his pushing P days, man. That shit is great.
Well, who was that? It's a porn star. Shut up.
Porn star. Jesus.
You wild.
Man, I'm getting the fuck out of here, man. Fuck you. I'm tired. I'm hungry.
You always hungry, you fat fuck.
Whatever. Whatever. I don't care about your disrespect. Check us out on Twitter, dirty_water_NC.
Eat ice creams like 40s.
I don't even eat ice cream or milkshakes. I'm not you, bro. I don't like the shit you try to put on me. I don't live like that, but it's fine.
Green tea.
No. No, nigga.
You do have healthy shakes, right? No?
Yo.
Healthy shakes. Like, healthy shakes. No, I get smoothies. Leave me alone.
Yeah, smoothies. You till them up like fucking ice cream.
Whatever. Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast.
My face.
Our Instagram is dirtywater_podcast. My Instagram is dirtywaterlex. What's your shit, Dave? Nah, shut up. I asked Dave.
Dirty Water Moses.
I asked Dave. I didn't ask you.
I'm on Clappers.
What?
I'm on fucking TikTok. Dirty Moses. Snapchat, Dirty Moses.
Oh, you out here now? Oh, see, okay. Next episode, we're going to talk about this nigga being on the motherfucker. Yeah, I didn't know this nigga was out here now. Hold up. That's a whole nother topic, nigga.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a chain.
Okay. All right.
Stupid.
What's your shit, Dave? What's your shit, Dave? Fuck this nigga talking about.
Moses got a premium Snapchat.
$30 a box.
Yeah, man. Tokens. Dirty Which, Water Dave B.
100 for FaceTime.
Yeah.
Have your money ready. Don't fucking text me.
Yeah, I mean, have your money ready.
Yo, 2-6 and
take cash apps, PayPal.
914, man.
Coinstar.
All that shit, right?
All that.
Nigga CJ, fuck this shit and ready go.
Carrier pigeon.
Don't talk to me, you pigeons.